This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to Beethoven's Carolian Overture. Now, Beethoven not only had strong opinions about music and art, he was also an ardent Republican and an anti-authoritarian. If you remember the episodes on his Eroica Symphony, he first dedicated that piece to Napoleon, thinking that he was going to be the man that finally shattered the grip that monarchies had on Europe. But when Napoleon crowned himself emperor, Beethoven furiously scratched out the dedication, angry that the bold leader that he had once believed in was just another power-hungry man. Like a lot of people around his time, Beethoven turned to classical Greek democracy and especially the Roman Republic for inspiration. There were many legendary figures of the Roman Republic, men, and I have to say, it's always men, men who led Rome through difficult times with courage and intelligence, but never made a play for ultimate power or domination. These men were idolized by revolutionaries and political thinkers. Leaders like George Washington, Napoleon, and Robespierre were often compared to the great Roman leaders, sometimes well, sometimes not so well. But there were also cautionary tales, flawed men who, however great and noble, ended up causing their own downfall through pride, greed, or hubris. And that's where we get to Gaius Marcus Coriolanus, who supposedly lived in the 5th century BC. He was a fearless general, but his warlike tendencies and arrogance ended up getting him exiled from Rome. So in retaliation, he led an army of barbarians right up to the gates of the city, only to stop after his mother pleaded with him to end the violence. Coriolanus was the subject of a few plays, the most famous of which is by Shakespeare. Beethoven based his Carolian Overture on another play by a German playwright, and the play eventually was revived just for a single night, just one performance, to premiere Beethoven's new overture. It was something about one man standing up to the people who wronged him that the headstrong Beethoven must have really enjoyed. The overture starts out with an ominous opening, bringing to mind an army's fanfare before going into a stormy minor theme. And this first theme represents Coriolanus, stubborn, violent, and intent on destroying Rome. The gentler theme that comes after represents his mother, who's pleading with him to stop the bloodshed. And the rest of the overture plays these two themes off of each other. It's a dialogue between whether to destroy the whole city or to stop immediately. And finally, peace does win out. But unfortunately for Coriolanus, the story didn't end well for him. In Shakespeare's version, he's killed by his own men. In the play that Beethoven based this overture off of, he kills himself. And either way, the music ends on a decidedly unheroic note. Rather than a big climax, it just kind of fades away. Here's the Muse Open Symphony with Beethoven's Carolian Overture. If you go back to April's episodes on Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, and then you listen to the ending of this one versus the ending of that piece, they're completely different. One is the hero's ending, a massive fanfare after a big climax in the finale. This one, it just fades away. Coriolanus was a hero, and he could have been a great hero, but his flaws brought him down and eventually led to an ignoble end. Thanks to the Muse Open Symphony for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you get the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to a Vivaldi double violin concerto. I'll see you then.